As was announced, the title for this lecture is Al-Jannatu Tunadi. Jannah is calling. إنها ليست جنة واحدة. It is not one Jannah, ولكنها جنان. But there are many Jannahs. فلقد جاءت أم حارثة رضي الله عنها تسأل عن حارثة رضي الله عنه بعد مقتله. أم حارثة, she came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم when Haritha was martyred, and she said, يا رسول الله أين حارثة في النار فأبكيه. Where is my son Haritha? Is he in hellfire so that I can cry over him? أم في الجنة فأفرح له. Or is he in Jannah so that I can be happy and rejoice? فقال الصادق المصدوق صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. So the beloved Messenger of Allah said, أهبلت يا أم حارثة. Have you lost your mind, O أم حارثة؟ إنها ليست جنة واحدة. It is not one Jannah. إنها جنة. إنها ليست جنة واحدة ولكنها جنان. It is not one Jannah, but it is many gardens of Jinan. وإن حارثة أصاب الفردوس الأعلى. And your son حارثة has been admitted to the highest of Jannah, which is Firdaus. ذكر الجنة حياة للقلوب. When we talk about Jannah, it gives life to the hearts. ونسيان الجنة موت للقلوب. Contrary to that, forgetting Jannah, it causes the hearts to die. So I wish to remind myself and to remind my brothers and sisters and to make us yearn for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اعلموا رعاكم الله. Know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you. مهما جال في خواطركم. However much you fantasize and imagine, أو تردد في أذهانكم, however much you think with your mind and imagine, فإن الجنة هو أعلى منه وأتم. For verily Jannah is far more perfect and beyond anybody's imagination. صرح بذلك نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم تصريحا فقال. Our beloved Messenger, he clearly stated this when he said, قال الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعددت لعبادي الصالحين. I have prepared for my pious slaves ما لا عين رأت. What no eyes have ever seen. ولا أذن سمعت. Or ears have heard. ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Nor has any imagination encompassed it. مصداق ذلك قوله تعالى في كتابه. And this is affirmed in the Quran when Allah says, فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. No person knows what is kept hidden for them as of joy, as reward for what they used to do. فيا أيها المشتاقون. O seekers of Jannah, مهما كان جمال الوصف, however beautiful the description may sound, فلا يعد شيئا بجانب الحقيقة الساطعة التي تبعها الله عليها. It counts for nothing. All the descriptions that you hear, in the face of reality, it almost counts for nothing. لأن الله تعالى, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إنما وصفها لنا على قدر عقولنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described Jannah so that our weak minds can understand it. وصورها على حسب تصورنا وفهمنا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described it so that our minds, which is limited, can understand and appreciate. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى. الإمام ابن القيم says, وكيف يقدر العقل القاصر الضعيف How can this human mind that is limited, that is weak, how can it imagine? How can it be able to picture Jannah? A Jannah غَرَسَهَا الرَّحْمَانُ بِيَدِهِ, that the most merciful he prepared with his own hands. وَجَعَلَهَا جَزَاءً لِأَحْبَابِهِ, and he made it the reward for his beloved ones. وَمَلَأَهَا بِرِضْوَانِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ, and he filled it up with his pleasure and his mercy. وَزَيَّنَهَا وَأَتْقَنَهَا بِعَظِيمِ قُدْرَتِهِ, he adorned it and beautified it with his omnipotent power. وَوَصَفَ نَعِيمَهَا بِالْفَوْزِ الْعَظِيمِ, and he described its enjoyment as the greatest success. قال تعالى وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا عَالِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. And when you look therein, in paradise, you will see a delight that cannot be imagined, and a great dominion, and their Lord will give them a pure drink, and it will be said to them, verily this is a reward for you, for your endeavor has been accepted. These are the days, my brothers and sisters. I want you to picture this in your mind. تأمل وتدبر. Contemplate what Allah says in the Quran. من الذي سقاه, who is the one who gave them this drink? وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا, and their Lord will give them a pure drink. والله إنه لنعيم لا يستطيع الخيال أن يتصورها. By Allah, it is an enjoyment no imagination can picture. وهذه هي أيام بذل الثمن. These few days that Allah has given us, these are the days to sacrifice what it takes to reach the loftiness, and that's Jannah. وليس الخبر كالمعاينة. Seeing this Jannah is not the same as hearing about it. فانتظر. So wait. إذا الجنة أزلفت. And when paradise will be brought near. إنها الجنة. Listen to the names that Allah has given it. إنها الجنة. ودار السلام. ودار الخلد. ودار المقامة. ودار الحيوان. إن جنة المأوى. والمقام الأمين. وجنات عدن. وجنات النعيم. إنها مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. In a seat of truth near the omnipotent king. إنها الفردوس. It is فردوس. وما أدراك ما فردوس. And what is it that will show you what فردوس is? ثبت في الصحيحين أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, in Bukhari and Muslim, Rasulullah says, إذا سألتم الله الجنة فاسألوه الفردوس. If you ask Allah of Jannah, then ask Him to give you فردوس. فإنه أعلى الجنة. For it is the highest Jannah. وأوسط الجنة. And the best part of Jannah. ومنه تفجر أنهار الجنة. And that is the source of all the rivers of Jannah. وفوقه عرش الرحمن. And the roof of this Firdaus is the throne of the Most Merciful. فإذا أردت أيها المشتاق أن تكون من أهل الفردوس. Beloved brother and sister who seeks Jannah, if you want to be the inhabitants of Firdaus, I want you to pay attention to the description that Allah gives in the Quran about the inhabitants of Firdaus. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون. Successful indeed are the believers. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Those who offer their prayers with all submissiveness. والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. Those who turn away from اللغو, dirty, false, evil talk, and all that Allah has forbidden. والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون. And those who pay the zakah. والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون. And those who guard their private parts from illegal sexual intercourse. إلا على أزواجهم وما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. Except from their wives or that which their right hands possess, for them they are free from blame. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. Those who are faithfully true to their trusts and to their covenants. والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. And those who strictly guard their prayers at their stated fixed times. When they have these characteristics, اتصفوا بتلك الصفات فماذا لهم. So what has Allah prepared for them? أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. These are the inheritors who shall inherit the Firdaus. They shall dwell therein forever. اللهم لا تحرمنا خير ما عندك بأسوأ ما عندنا يا أرحم الراحمين. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر. The first group of people who will enter Jannah will be shining like the full moon on the 15th night of the month. ثم الذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري في السماء إضاءة. And the second lot will be shining like the brightest stars in the horizon. لا يبولون, they don't pass urine. ولا يتغوطون, they do not pass stool or feces. ولا يدخلون, they do not spit. أمشاطهم الذهب, their combs will be made of gold. ورشحهم المسك, and their sweat will produce the smell of musk. أزواجهم الحور العين, their wives will be the حور العين. على خلق رجل واحد, they will all be in the same creation of their father. على صورة أبيهم آدم عليه السلام, the same creation and stature of their father Adam عليه السلام. وعن كعب رضي الله عنه قال كعب, may Allah be pleased with him, he says ما نظر الله إلى الجنة إلا قال, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he looks at this Jannah, he says to Jannah, طيبي لأهلك, beautify yourself for your people. فتزداد ضعفا حتى يدخلها أهلها. And then Jannah, it beautifies itself, it adorns, its beauty becomes increased. اسمع أيها المشتاق, listen O seeker of Jannah. عن علي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال إن أبواب الجنة هكذا بعضها فوق بعض. Sayyiduna Ali, when he described the doors of Jannah, he said it is one above the other. ثم قرأ قوله تعالى, then he recited this verse, حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها, until when they come to this Jannah and the doors are thrown open. فإذا هم عندها بشجرة في أصلها عينان تجريان. When they come to the entrance of Jannah, they find a tree. Only Allah knows what it looks like. And at the root of this tree will be two rivers flowing. فيشربون من إحداهما فلا يترك في بطونهم قذا ولا أذى إلا رمته. When they drink from one river, it purifies them completely. It doesn't leave anything impure inside their body except that it removes it. ويغتسلون من الأخرى, and then they take a plunge. They take a bath from the second one. فتجري عليهم نظرة النعيم فلا تشعث رؤوسهم, and then they will shine, they will become bright. Never will their hair become disheveled. ولا تخضى الأبشارهم, neither will their skin become dry. بعد هذا أبدا, after this. ثم قرأ قوله تعالى, then he recited this verse, طيبتم فادخلوها خالدين. فيدخل الرجل, and then a person enters Jannah, وهو يعرف منزله, and he knows where Allah has prepared for him. ويتلقاهم الولدان, and the boy servants are there ready to welcome them. فيستبشرون برؤيتهم كما يستبشر الأهل بالحميم يقدم من بعد غياب. When those boys haven't seen them, they rejoice at their sight, just like a family, a member of a family, when he travels and is away for a long time, when he comes back, the kind of warm reception that he receives. فَيَنْطَلِقُونَ إِلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ. So they quickly run to their spouses, the wives of those people of Jannah. فَيُخْبِرُونَهُمْ. So they give them the good news. يُخْبِرُونَ الْأَزْوَاجِ بِقُدُومِ الْأَحْبَابِ. They tell the wives that their beloved ones have come. فتقول, so she says, أَنْتَ رَأَيْتَ. Did you see him? فَيَقُومُ إِلَى الْبَابِ. When he comes to the door, فَيَدْخُلْ إِلَى بَيْتِهِ. He enters his house. فَيَتَّكِعُ عَلَى سَرِيرِهِ. He sits on his throne. فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَى أَسَاسِ بَيْتِهِ. He looks at the pillar of his house. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَدْ أُسِّسَ. The foundation of his house. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَدْ أُسِّسَ عَلَى اللُّؤْلُؤُ. The foundation is built from pearls. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ فِي أَخْضَر وَأَحْمَر وَأَصْفَر. He sees beauty, green, red, yellow. ثُمَّ يَرْفَعَ رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He looks up at the sky from his house. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ خُلِقَ لَهُ لَكْتَمَعَ بَصَرُ. Had it not been that Allah meant him to be in this place, he would have lost his sight. إِذَهَبَ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجَمَالِ. That beauty would have made him lose his eyes. فَيَقُولُ. Then he says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَنُودُوا أَنْ تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. All praises and thanks to Allah who has guided us to this. Never could we have found guidance were it not that Allah guided us. Indeed, the messengers of our Lord did come with the truth, and it will be cried out to them, this is the paradise which you have inherited, for that you used to do. فَيَا حَبَّذَ الْجَنَّةَ وَاقْتِرَابُهَا طَيِّبَةٌ وَبَارِدٌ شَرَابُهَا. قَالَ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ. First of all, he describes the rooms of Jannah. أَعَدَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا شَفَّافًا يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا. Rooms with such amazing beauty. Outside, a person can see what is inside, and inside they can see what is outside. مُتَأَلِّقَةٌ كَأَنَّهَا نُجُومٌ. Its loftiness as if it is the stars. بَلَغَتْ حَدُّ الْكَمَالِ فِي السِّعَةِ وَالتَّمْكِينِ. Perfected in terms of beauty and space. مَفْرُوشَةٌ بِالْفُرُشِ النَّاعِمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adorned it with all kinds of enjoyments. قَالَ تَعَالَى لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ مَبْنِيَّةٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ الْمِيعَادِ. روى الترمذي في جامعه عن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam al-Tirmidhi, he reports on the authority of Ali, who says that the Messenger of Allah said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَغُرَفًا يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بُطُونِهَا. Indeed, in Jannah are chambers, rooms, whose outside can be seen from within. وَبُطُونُهَا مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. And outside can be seen from inside. فَقَامَ أَعْرَابِي. So a Bedouin man, he stood up. فَقَالَ. And he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْغُرَفِ. For whom are these rooms? قَالَ لِمَنْ طَيَّبَ الْكَلَامِ. For the one who speaks what is good. وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ. And he feeds, gives food to those ones who deserve. وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ. And observes fasting, the obligatory and the optional fasting. وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. And prays by night when people are asleep. فَهَذَا هُوَ الثَّمَنِ. This is the prize. فَادْفَعُوهُ مَا دُمْنَا فِي زَمَنِ الْإِمْكَانِ. We must pay this price if we want to be in this Jannah. أَمَّا أَعْظَمُ نَعِيمٍ فِي الْجِنَانِ. As for the greatest enjoyment in paradise, التمتع بالنظر إلى وجه الرحمن, is the enjoyment of seeing the face of the most merciful. وهذا مؤكد في السنة وفي آيات القرآن. And this is affirmed in the ahadith and likewise in the Quran. قال تعالى والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. الحسنى هي الجنة. When Allah describes it as حسنى, He means جنة. والزيادة, the addition, هي النظر إلى وجهه الكريم. It is looking at the noble, the greatest face, the most magnificent face, the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والذي لا إله إلا هو لقد أخبر الله بهذا. Indeed Allah has told us about this. وأخبر به الذي لا ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. And he has told us likewise, the one who never speaks from his desires, but he speaks from what Allah orders him to speak. سترى ربك, you will see your Lord. سترى الذي خلقك وصورك, you will see the one who created you and shaped you. سترى الذي كساك وسقاك وأطعمك, the one who fed you and clothed you and gave you water to drink. سترى الذي للإسلام والإيمان هداك ووفقك, you will see the one who guided you to Islam, who guided you to Iman, and who gave you success. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. في الصحيحين عن جرير بن عبد الله قال نظر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى القمر ليلة البدر. جرير بن عبد الله, he says that the messenger of Allah, he looked at the moon, at the complete, the full moon on the 15th night. فقال, then he said to the Sahaba, إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون هذا القمر. Verily you will see your Lord as you see this moon. فما هو الثمن, what is the price if you want to see the face of Allah? Will everyone and anyone see the face of Allah? No, wallahi. It is only special chosen people. So what is the price to be paid? ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he said, فإن استطعتم أن لا تغلبوا على صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها فافعلوا. He says, if you can, wake up and pray before the sun rises, meaning Salatul Fajr. وقبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها, and before the sun sets, Salatul Asr. فأبشروا يا أهل صلاة الفجر والعصر. So good news, glad tidings for the people who pray Fajr and Asr. ويا خسارة النائمين, how painful is the loss of the losers who sleep day and night, prepare their sleep and never wake up for Salatul Fajr. يا خسارة المتخلفين, what a loss for those ones who will be left behind and they will never see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه والله ما منكم من إنسان إلا أن ربه سيخلو به يوم القيامة. He says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, by Allah, there is not a single human being amongst you except that he will be one to one with Allah. كما يخلو أحدكم بالقمر ليلة البدر, just like a person is one to one with the moon when it is complete on the 15th night. وقال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, عبد الله بن عمر says, إن أدنى أهل الجنة منزلا, the person who has the lowest place in Jannah, and it is not low, it is just in comparison to the highest of Jannah, the one who has the lowest part in Jannah, من ينظر إلى ملكه ألفي عام, is the one who will be given a dominion that will take 2,000 years to cover every part of it. يرى أدناه
كما يرى أقصاه. But Allah will enable him to see all of his kingdom, the farthest, just like he sees the closest. وَإِنَّ أَفْضَلَهُمْ مَنْزِلًا. And the believers who have the highest place in Jannah, لَمَنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ, are those believers who will look at the face of Allah twice every day. وَقَالَ الْحَسَنْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ, الإمام حسن رضي الله عنه, he says, لَوْ عَلِمَ الْعَابِدُونَ فِي الدُّنْيَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَذَابَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. If the true worshippers of Allah, if they knew that they would not be seeing Allah يوم القيامة, then their hearts would have melted and their liver would have been torn. عباد الله, قال الله عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من كان يرجو لقاء الله, whoever who hopes to meet Allah, that means he prepares to meet Allah, فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ, that encounter with Allah, it will come. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, and Allah is the all-hearing, all-knowing. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. ومن دعائه صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the dua that Rasulullah used to make, اللهم إني أسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك. Oh Allah, I ask you the enjoyment of looking at your face. والشوق إلى لقائك, and the yearning, the longing desire to meet you. في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. هذا هو أعظم النعيم. This is the greatest enjoyment. يا أهل أمريكا الذين يظنون أن أمريكا هي الجنة. وإن أعظم العذاب في النار. And the worst and the most painful punishment of the people of hellfire, حرمانهم من النظر إلى وجه الجبار. When they will be prevented, the greatest, most painful punishment for the people of hellfire is to be stopped, prevented from seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. هذا هو أقسى عذابهم. This is the most painful torment that they will be given in the hereafter. أما ما فيها من الثواب والنعيم, as for the great enjoyment that Allah has prepared, ففيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس, in Jannah is everything that the soul desires. وتلذ الأعين, that delights the eyes. وهم فيها خالدون, there will come no day when you will be told it is time to leave this Jannah. لا يموتون, they will never die in Jannah. ولا يمرضون, they will never fall ill. لا يهرمون, they will never become old. حدث رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه يوما فقال, one day the messenger of Allah, he spoke to his companions and he said, بينما أنا نائم رأيتني في الجنة. He says, as I was sleeping, I saw myself in Jannah. فإذا امرأة تتوضأ إلى جانب قصر. I saw this woman performing ablution right beside a magnificent palace. قلت لمن هذا القصر. So I say, to whom does this palace belong to? قالوا لعمر بن الخطاب. It belongs to عمر بن الخطاب. فذكرت غيرتك يا عمر فوليت مدبرا. He says, oh عمر, I remember the غيره that you have. So I just turned away. فبكى عمر رضي الله عنه وقال, أعليك أغار يا رسول الله. So he cried, عمر, and he said, for your sake will I become envious. وقال بأبي هو وأمي, and he said, إن للمؤمن في الجنة لخيمة. Forget about the tents that you see around. For the believer will be a tent in Jannah, من لؤلؤة واحدة. This tent is made from a single pearl, مجوفة. A single pearl, طولها ستون ميلا. How long is this pearl that is the tent of the believers? How long does it stand? It stands 60 miles. له فيها أهلون. And he will have spouses inside.
يطوف عليهم المؤمن فلا يرى بعضهم بعضا.
He moves from one spouse to another, and neither one sees the other one.
فقد ذكر الله فيها.
As for the trees, أما الأشجار. As for the trees of Jannah, Allah says, في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة.
They will be among thornless trees, among talsh. Talsh is
banana trees that is only special in Jannah,
with fruits piled one above another, in shade long extended, by water flowing constantly, and fruit in plenty, whose season is not limited, and their supply will not be cut off.
وروى الشيخان أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
In this hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, the beloved messenger says,
إن في الجنة لشجرة.
Indeed, in Jannah is a tree. يسير الراكب الجواد المضمر السريع.
The fastest horse rider will ride in the shade of this tree. مئة عام لا يقطعها.
He will ride under the shade of this tree for 100 years,
and he will still be under the shade of that tree.
أما الثمار, as for the fruits, فقد ثبت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يوما وصف بعض ثمر الجنة.
It has been authentically reported that one day Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he described the fruits of Jannah.
فقال, he said, إِنَّهُ عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَا فِيهَا.
Allah, He brought it close to my face so that I could see Jannah and what is inside Jannah.
مِنَ الزَّهْرَةِ وَالنَّضْرَى. From the beauty and adornment.
فَتَنَاوَلْتُ قَطْفًا مِنْ عِنَبْ. He says, I took a bunch of grapes.
لِآتِيكُمْ بِهِ. So that I could bring it to you, meaning the Sahaba.
فَحِيلَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ. And I was told, there is no way you can do that.
وَلَوْ أَتَيْتُكُمْ بِهِ. He says, if I would have brought it to you, لَأَكَلَ مِنْهُ مَنْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ
لَا يَنْتَقِصُونَهُ. عجيب هذا. He says, whoever is between the heavens and the earth, من الإنس والجن, they would have eaten from this bunch of grapes, and they would never have finished it.
مجالسهم. Where do they sit?
سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة
وزرابي مبثوثة. Therein will be thrones raised high, and cups set at hand, and cushions set in rows, and rich carpets all spread out.
قال جل في علا إن الأبرار لفي نعيم
على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون.
Verily al-abrar, the pious who fear Allah and avoid evil, will be in delight in paradise, on thrones, overlooking at all things. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight.
They will be given to drink pure sealed wine.
The last thereof shall be the smell of musk.
And for this, let all those who strive, who want to strive, let them strive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَطَالَمَا تَعِبَتْ أَبْدَانُهُمْ مِنَ الْجُوعِ وَالسَّهَرِ.
For so long when they were in this earth, they suffered from hunger, and they prayed and they stood for hours in salah.
لَطَالَمَا حَفِظُوا جَوَارِحَهُمْ عَنِ اللَّهْوِ وَالْبَطَرِ.
For so long when they were in this earth, they guarded their body parts from haram, their eyes, their private parts, all parts of their body.
لَطَالَمَا تَغَنَّوا بِالْقُرْآنِ وَقْتَ السَّحَرِ.
When people were asleep, they were reciting the Quran with their beautiful voices.
ثم أتبع ذلك بالدموع.
Then this was followed by their tears.
والاستغفار.
And then they say to Allah, forgive us. وَالدُّعَاء, and they made dua, وَالذِّكْر.
Listen to what they say. إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. When we were with our families, we were in a state of fear. This is the state of the believer on the face of this earth. We are required to worship Allah between fear and hope. But my brothers and sisters in Islam, the scholars have said, for as long as you are alive on the face of this earth, there should be more fear than hope. You should be more fearful of Allah than hopeful. And then when you are on your deathbed, about to go and meet Allah, your hope should overcome your fear. For you have been told, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ. Let no one of you die except that they think well of Allah. I just want you to picture what Allah says in the Quran. إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. When we were in our families, we used to be in a state of fear. Talk about our state in our houses, reclining on those sofas and couches with huge flat screen TVs, switching from one channel to another, watching movies, endless movies, including movies with adult content, with filth, munkar, and others sitting by the computer watching pornography, na'udhu billahi. How can they hope to be saved from the punishment of Allah? Inna kunna qablu fi ahlina mushfiqeen. We were in a state of fear. The houses of munkar, those are not the houses of believers. Hadihi buyutu shayateen. These are the houses of devils. You cannot even tell the difference between the houses of Muslimun and Kuffar. لِأَنَّهَا بُيُوتُ الشَّرِّ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. For they are the houses of devils. And what do you expect those houses to produce? To produce the scums of the earth, the drug addicts, the drunkards, the criminals, the gangsters, the lowest of the low, أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. Because those are the houses, they stink. Even Malaika, they don't enter such houses. Is it not time we purified our houses? Wallah, it is time we purified those houses from munkar. So because the believers are in a state of fear, and their houses are filled with iman and Quran, and the love of Allah and the love of Rasul, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. So Allah, He showed us His favor, His mercy, and He saved us from the painful torment. إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ. Verily we used to invoke Him. They used to make dua. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. For verily Allah is the most kind, the most merciful. جاء في الحديث القدسي أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَ. Listen my brother and my Muslim sister. Listen to the one who lives the carefree life of America. Waking up in the morning, eating, drinking, going to sleep, going to the gym, having fun, hayatul baqar, the life of a cow. Listen, Allah says in the Quran, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. I swear by my might and honor, لَا أَجْمَعُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِي أَمْنَيْنِ وَلَا خَوْفَيْنِ. He says, I will never unite for my slave, for my bondsman and woman, I will never gather for them feeling secure, safe, twice, or a state of fear, twice. مَنْ أَمِنَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا خَوَّفْتُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Whoever who doesn't care about me, he doesn't fear me in this night, I will fill them with fear يوم القيامة. Don't talk about the fear of that day. For Allah, it is like no fear. It is a fear which turns the hair of the infant born child until it becomes grey. How about those ones who are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَنْ أَمِنَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا خَوَّفْتُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. وَمَنْ خَافَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا And whoever who fears me in this dunya, أَمَّنْتُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ I will make him feel safe, secure. So it is your choice. You choose to live the life that you live, carefree, with your McDonald's and your huge flat screen TVs, and your movies, and your girlfriends and boyfriends, وَحَيَاتُ الْحَيَوَانَاتِ الْبَهِمِيَّةِ And the lives of animals are lower than that, then you be prepared for the consequences. مَنْ أَمِنَنِي هُنَا خَوَّفْتُهُ هُنَاكَ But if you choose the life of believers, those ones who fear Allah, those ones who lead a clean life, a life of iman and purity, by Allah, let me tell you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah, He never gave us an obligation which we cannot fulfill. When He says, tell the believing men to lower their eyes, not to stare at the opposite sex. And tell the believing women to lower their eyes, not to stare at men without shame. Allah, He knew that we are capable of doing that. Because the eyes, it arouses other things. And when you, this arrow of love, this fake love, my brothers and sisters, this love of boyfriend and girlfriend, so that you get used and you get dumped. Today you are the girlfriend, tomorrow you are dumped for another one. Today you are the boyfriend, tomorrow you are dumped for another one. What kind of life is this? Wallahi, what kind of life is this, my brothers and sisters in Islam? I don't blame the young ones as much as I blame their parents who brought them here. And I always say this, and I have this responsibility before Allah. Did you know how many refugees are in Africa? Refugees in Rwanda, refugees in Congo, refugees in Ethiopia. But who gets ferried here in their hundreds? Who gets airlifted to America? You, the Somalis. Do they love you that much that they want to give you the best life? يُحِبُّونَكُمْ They love you so much. So many you. Our beloved species on the face of this earth. Our favorite human beings. La wallahi. But they know that they have invested their money and their efforts because they have your children in their hands, in their grip like this. And they know, and I fear Wallahi for the Somali community, that a day will come when their children will not even be able to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. It will come that day. Mark my words, my brothers, that day will come when a Muslim child, all that is left of the Islam, even the name will change. Khadija will become Jane. And Ahmed and Muhammad will become Peter. And if you ask them kalimatul tawheed, they will not be able to say La ilaha illallah. لِمَاذَا لِأَنَّهُمْ بَاعُوا آخِرَتَهُمْ بِدُنْيَاهُمْ Because they exchanged their akhirah for the pleasures of this dunya. If Michael Jackson with $700 million, he did not enjoy life in America. فَيَا أَنْتَ أَيُّهَا الصَّوْمَالِيُّ الْمِسْكِينَ That lives in Cedar. And where I stay in Marion Road. And in Capitol Park in Columbus, Ohio. You will enjoy life in America? Michael Jackson with the Neverland Ranch. 3,000 acres of paradise on earth. But he lived an empty life. Died an empty death. He never enjoyed life huna, because this is not the Jannah of Mu'minun. Rasuluna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb. Be in this world as if you were a stranger. Aw aabiru sabeel. Or a wayfarer. Stranger Because when you practice your Islam, people will call you stranger. And they will try to pull you on their side. But you insist and remain strong and steadfast. Istiqamah, that is the price for Jannah. That is the price for Jannah, my brothers and sisters in Islam. A Jannah, it just doesn't come easily. كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This dunya is a prison for the believers. وَجَنَّةٌ لِلْكَافِرِ. And a paradise for the disbeliever. You want Jannah here? Hayhat. You will never get it. You will never get Jannah here. Instead, ma'ishatan danka. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. You will have a life of misery. هذا في الدنيا. وتحشر يوم القيامة أعمى. وتحشر يوم القيامة أعمى. And on the day of judgment, you will be resurrected blind. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى. Oh Allah, why did you resurrect me blind? قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا. Likewise, when people used to speak to you, they used to remind you of Allah and the hereafter. You ignored. You turned the other way. وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Likewise, Allah says, on this day, we choose to ignore you and forget about you. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْمَعَادِ. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. نَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُثَبِّتَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ. أسأل الله تعالى أن يحسن ختامنا جميعا. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا, وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا, وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي عليها إليها معادنا, واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير, واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. If we talk about Jannah, my brothers and sisters, I have barely scratched the surface. I have barely scratched the surface. But that should be a little incentive for you to go back to the Quran and Sunnah and do what is required to go to Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
You have been listening to SomaliTalk.com.